All right, joining us is Sergeant Matt Ames, a public information officer with Indiana State Police. And Matt, I understand too, this is a time of year you guys are really trying to put an emphasis on people to try to slow down, move over to the side of the road if things are not going so well on the road in a particular moment. You guys are starting your target move over, slow down law, patrols on the state's interstates and stuff like that. Tell us a little bit about this, what you guys are referring to as the Six State Trooper Project.
This is a project that we'll be working in conjunction with the Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia State Police Agencies. And basically, it's a program that we're trying to make aware to the motorist out there that if you see an emergency vehicle alongside the roadway with all their lights activated, whether it be a police officer or a tow truck driver or any other emergency vehicle like that, is that the Indiana state law requires you to move to the adjacent lane if that lane is available to you. If it's not available to you, then you are required by state law to slow down at least 10 miles above what or below what the posted speed limit is in that particular area. And of course, if I was on the interstate, it would be 70, you would be at least required to go down to 60, or 55, it would be required to go down to 45. And basically, it's just trying to make the public aware what this law is. And of course, it came into law here in the state of Indiana in 1999. And of course, unfortunately, it came from a trooper that was killed in 1997, Andrew Wisenreed, who was killed by a semi-tractor trailer while he was working alongside the roadway with all of his emergency lights activated. We're going to be very proactive while we're working this and make sure that we're trying to educate the public as well about the move over law.
Well, and it seems like we see a lot of incidents, especially now. It's with construction going on at a really high rate, and people seem to be getting impatient. And we hear a lot of times stories about police cars or state troopers' cars getting hit on the interstate. How often do you think that this is happening? Because it seems like it's been happening more and more.
The Indiana State Police just had two troopers' cars that were hit prior this week while with their emergency lights on while working in the interstate area. And, of course, in 2019, the Illinois State Police, our next-door neighbors here, had three troopers that were killed with on accidents involving with all their lights activated and people not going into the adjacent lanes for them.
Man, and also, too, when you guys look at what kind of penalties can a person face? So if they don't abide by this move over or slow down law, and you do some of the things that you just mentioned, even if it's an accident, is there some sort of what kind of penalty could you be facing there?
Of course, you would be stopped by the police officer that you violated that with, and then of course you would be issued a citation. Depending upon what county you're in is going to be dictate how much the fine is going to be. The local counties where I'm at, it could be a possible up to $150 to $180 fine for a failure to move over when you have the opportunity to do so.
If someone is driving on the road and they see, let's say, impaired driving, bad driving, criminal activity, and it looks like they could be putting other ambulance or emergency vehicles in danger, what can a person do in order to let you guys know?
We'd ask for that person to call 911 immediately or call your local police department or your local state police department, be able to provide the person on the other line all the information of that vehicle's description, a possible license plate number, and the general direction. So that way, if there's another officer that's in that area, they will put a broadcast out and we will try to apprehend that vehicle.
Sergeant Matt Ames, Indiana State Police, joining us. Sergeant, you guys said in your press release earlier this week that over the years, Indiana's law has expanded to include stationary recovery, utility service, and other vehicles. What kind of led to that law expanding? Was it just how cars and vehicles are expanded? What kind of was the thought process in there? Do you know?
The thought process in that is that these individuals are also out on the roadways. They're trying to either, whether it's a street highway maintenance people trying to make the roadway safe again for everyone to be able to travel. We're just trying to make the safest environment that we can have for emergency personnel, working with all their lights on so that way people will notice them, move over to the adjacent lane, or to slow down.
All right. That's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, sir. Just like for everyone, just please remember, if you see an emergency vehicle in the area with all their lights activated, please slow down or move over to the adjacent lane. And let's just have safe roadways out there for everyone traveling.
All right. He is Sergeant Matt Ames with the Indiana State Police. Matt, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. You be safe out there.
All right. Thank you.